I don't think I've ever heard Marcella go more than 5 minutes without saying something, so I'm gonna be really curious to see how well she's gonna do.
Marcella, you need to be silent.
No talking.
You get your time to shine later.
Trust me, Mary Kate had to do it, and if Mary Kate can do it, you can do it. Also, Mary Kate's definitely gonna be knocking on the door at some point, because she's gonna be like, I wanna listen.
Where are you guys? Where'd you guys go? Where are you going, Mary Kate?
Where are you going, Mary Kate?
Home. You ready?
Yes.
Two, 3, action! If you're a living human being with swimming on your brain, put your racing suit on and hop in our lane. It's sorry, I have swim practice.
Hi, I'm Jackson.
Hi, I'm Kaylee.
And welcome to Sorry, I Have Swim Practice.
Episode 1
was thriving.
It was a hit.
So many listeners, I got so many messages.
Yes, very. Stop laughing.
I'm sorry. It was like 25 listeners, right?
Yeah.
36 like listens, I think.
Yes.
25 listeners.
Yes.
What a beautiful start. We love. Well, this time is a little bit different.
We have a guest.
She is a breaststroker for our
breaststroke
team.
Breaststroke baddie.
One of the breaststroke baddies on the team.
Yes.
She got a pool record.
For 6 days.
Sorry, she had a pool record, but you know what? She's back in action. She's back in action. Action.
There you go.
It's Laura Wright, everyone.
Hi, guys.
Our first guest on the podcast. How does it feel?
I'm truly honored.
Laura came up to us and went, I want to be the first one.
Yeah, of course she did.
Even though she didn't listen to it. To the first podcast.
Until today, actually.
Until today, yeah.
It was last night. Chill out.
Oh, my apologies. Well, big fan over here. So, we're going to do our little segment. So, I decided to name this segment The Starting Blocks. Because we time you. And like
it's like off the box.
Yeah.
You get it?
Off the box. Yeah, starting it, blocks. You start.
Is it Wednesday?
No.
But we release this on Wednesdays.
Oh, perfect.
Hire me. Okay. So just a reminder for everyone, I came first last time.
Okay, we get it.
I have a 3.54 record.
GPA.
Oh, that's a 4.0, baby. Kate's time is my GPA, a 4.47.
Oh, good.
Breaking scales. So the time to beat, if you want to get first, is a 3.54.
Okay.
Just a reminder for the audience, it's the name, the grade, the major, the event, and where you're from, city, and state.
Okay.
Are we feeling confident?
Are you ready?
No.
Okay.
It's going to show.
Are you ready?
Come on, poor record. Let's get it.
Take your mark. Go.
Laura, freshman, speech pathology, 200 breaths, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
3.94.
Whoa!
No! Stop it!
For everyone in the audience, we had a practice round, and Laura was not so successful.
No. Laura got about 7 seconds.
It was kind of bad.
Kind of.
But she changed. I'll change that after the podcast. But just to let everyone know that Laura is now
in second place. Instead of last place.
Yes.
I'm moving up in the world.
She really
Are you really?
Yeah, I am. I mean, I'm pretty proud of that.
So let's dive into a little bit of your answers. Even though, like, I know you, let's get the audience familiar with who you
are. Okay,
So your name is Laura.
Explain it.
Wait,
why were you named
name,
Laura?
Your middle name is Anne, right?
With no E?
With no E.
Yes.
No E. Yes.
Okay, well, okay. Here's the thing. This is kind of funny. It's actually kind of sad. Oh. My parents thought I was a boy, so they're gonna name me Caleb.
Yes, Caleb, I remember that.
Even though the doctor told my mom many times I was a girl. She was convinced.
She was convinced that
they
were wrong.
They didn't have a girl name, and so they were gonna call me Lauren, but my mom was like, no. So Laura.
Wow, what a riveting story.
You're welcome.
Why was that sad?
Get it
out.
I'll let it run.
It's sad because they thought I was a boy. When they told him multiple times I was a girl.
Disappointing the parents from day one.
Disappointed but not surprised.
So you're a freshman like us.
Yes.
But you're older than both of us. You're 19.
Yeah.
You're about turning to be 20. 20 in May. May.
Yes.
Tourist season.
Tourist gang. Yeah, so 19?
Yeah. Nasty 19. Sister. Almost passing nasty 19.
Yeah. You're just 20 now.
Yeah. I'm old and decrepit.
Major speech pathology.
Yes.
So I like never heard of that major. I didn't know it was like a major you could like actually major in.
I didn't either.
Okay.
And so I had never heard of it before.
No, college. So I thought it was rare, but then you said it was like popular here.
Yeah, that's what Alyssa told me, who is our academic advisor for the team.
Yeah, so what's your kind of idea to go with that? Like what's the angle with that major?
I mean, to be a speech pathologist.
And what does that exactly mean?
Thank you. That was descriptive, Laura.
To be like a speech therapist. You
there
know?
We go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanna work in a hospital, but I'll kinda work anywhere. Except for school. I don't wanna work in a school.
I had a speech therapist in school.
Yeah.
You wanna work with kids like me?
I just don't wanna work in a school.
True.
Nothing against you.
What kind of classes does that, like, you're taking what?
I'm in phonetics.
Yes, phonetics.
And I'm also in anatomy. But it's, like, the speech anatomy. It's not, like, your anatomy that you took.
Nursing anatomy.
Yeah, it's not like that. That's...
Phonetics is weird.
It is.
Yeah.
They got their own alphabet.
Yeah, the IPA alphabet.
It's scary.
She's kind of whack to look
at. She scares me. I look at that and I'm like...
It's
Hello?
Definitely, like, looking at, like, it's, like, learning another language, but not, because you don't have to speak it. You just have to listen to it. And then spell it out.
like phonetics. Did you guys ever do phonetics in, like grade school?
No.
No.
I went to, like, a Catholic school gang.
Catholic school. For 12 years.
Oh, my God.
Kind of a lengthy time.
Just a little bit.
I didn't take phonetics in like third grade, I remember.
I didn't have to do that. No,
I didn't either.
And out of all of us, I have the worst sounding speech. So, who really lost? So, did you say that you were two breaths or did you just say breaststroke?
I don't remember.
Fun. But, like, I would say your main event is the two breaths.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I agree. Yeah.
What was you went a 218 in Guffapo record this year?
217.
Come on, Jackson, get it right.
I wasn't watching.
Yeah, you were at home.
I was driving.
Fake fan.
Beep, beep.
Fake fan. Yeah, fake fan.
Fake fan.
I was. And I am. and I stand by that.
Rude.
And I do it again.
And I do it again. So were you always a breaststroker, or did you, like, develop into it?
Oh, no. I was always a breaststroker, but I didn't start swimming until, like, fifth grade.
Wow. That was, like, 10 years old, right?
I was 11.
11?
Yeah.
That's crazy, because we talked about last podcast that we weren't, like, our college events now. Like, we used to be, like, distance swimmers.
I literally always swim breaststroke. I mean, you see my backstroke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here I am. Not Chris going... So you're just going to do the 53, but you're just going to swim a breaststroke at night?
Yeah, literally.
That
made me feel...
Are you like, actually?
No. Okay. That made me feel useless when he said that.
Imagine. And then, where were you from again?
Fort Wayne.
You said Fort Wayne?
Indiana.
Where specifically in Fort Wayne?
The north side of it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about Fort Wayne.
I don't either. Personally.
It's quite large.
It is quite large. I've been there a couple of times.
But you went to Bishop Twain?
Yes.
Which is the Catholic school.
Yes. There's two Catholic high schools.
Is it the good one or the bad one?
The good one.
Okay.
In Fort Wayne?
Yes.
Wow.
No, in Indiana.
Well, I just didn't know if you meant, like, in general.
No.
I don't know Fort Wayne like that. What's like a fun fact about Fort Wayne? Oh, wait, what do you call grilled cheese?
Cheese toasty?
Stop.
Comment down below if you call it that.
Comment down below.
Comment down below if you call it cheese toasty.
I do call it cheese toasty. I stand by that.
That is absolutely
wrong. That's like, I've never heard of that.
I don't like that.
I mean, that's what I call it.
It's a grilled cheese.
I've literally always called it a cheese toasty.
I had a conversation with your mom about this on the phone.
I remember.
I called my mom because you guys didn't believe me.
Fun time.
Let's move on to our main segment, which I have deemed the incredible name, Nat tea-torium.
Okay.
Like a navatorium, but not tea-torium. Because we're here to spill tea, but not like unhealthy tea.
Okay.
The good kind.
Today's...
Not toxic.
No. This is drinkable. This is edible.
Edible
tea. So today's topic of conversation is championship season, because we are amongst championship season.
Yes. We are currently all on taper.
By the time this releases, I will be at MAC.
Yes, wow. You will.
Oh my gosh. How does that make you feel?
Scared.
Oh, okay.
Terrified.
We are currently a week out.
Yes.
As of right now, when we are recording?
Yes. Yeah, you guys will only have a week left once this hits.
That's crazy.
How does it make you feel?
Terrified.
I'm just day chilling.
Laura's over here like, well.
So does that mean you're going to swim with 2 a.m. at MAC?
Yeah.
2 a.m. 100 breast, 2 breast.
Yeah.
Exciting.
That does suck that you guys can't have your parents come because like there's so many teams.
You guys get parents there?
We have like...
Wait, I thought we could have our parents there.
No.
Oh.
As of right now, they're not allowed.
This is news to me.
So you swam in high school.
Uh-huh.
You only swam freshman through junior year?
Yes.
Didn't swim senior year?
Yeah.
So...
Why?
Yeah. What's up with that?
We kept on getting new coaches in the high school, and so I was just like, I'm just gonna do club. Yeah, I was over it. I'm just gonna do club.
Did you swim for the Fort Wayne Club?
Yeah.
Fort. Not SWAC. What do they know?
SCA.
So I'm guessing that you swam every year for sectionals?
Yes.
You always made the roster?
Yes.
What were like your high school sectional events?
100 breast to 2 a.m.
Iconic.
What about you, Kay?
2 free, 5 free. My freshman year, I did the 100 free. Or the 100 back, I think. I don't know. And then my sophomore year, I did the 100 free. But mostly 2 and 5.
I was mainly 2 and 5. I swam the 100 fly, I think, my freshman year.
Yeah.
But I mainly did the 2 and the 5. Well, did you guys do any relays?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was always in the, it's the 200, right? And then
yes.
And then I was on the 4 free.
I was on the 2 free and the 4 free.
We always did the medley and the 4 free. I did that every year.
Oh, did you not have enough people for the third one? Is that only?
You can only swim so many.
Yeah. Like, okay. We had all 3 relays, but, like,
gotcha.
I was only on the...
You said we, so I got confused.
It was mainly the same people.
I was like, you didn't have enough people for the third relay.
We only have 8 people. There were some teams in my conference that were like that.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't know, because you came from a small school.
I feel like our schools are very similar in size.
Ours?
Yeah.
Yeah, which is ironic because you go to a private school.
Yeah.
And I go to a public school.
It's fine.
But like,
fine.
I was like, my school was one of the biggest in the areas too.
Really? Okay, that's not
how mine.
Which is weird.
That's not
weird. Because like, one of our rival schools had like, I think, under 100 for the graduating class. And
oh
I was
my
like,
gosh.
Wow.
So what years did you qualify for high school state then?
All 3 years that I swam.
She popped off.
Was it only in the 100 breast?
Yeah.
Where'd you go your freshman year in the 100 breast?
It was like at state or like at sectionals?
Sectionals.
105.
I think that was probably faster than my 100 breast short freshman year.
That's faster than mine currently.
What events did you qualify for? And when?
I did my sophomore year and my senior year, and it was the 2 free both years, and then I did relays.
I qualified my junior year in the 2 free, and then the 2 and the 5, and the medley relay my senior year. What was like your experience in high school state? Like, was it mainly positive? Did you have like a lot of like good moments, or was it like
I was always there alone, and I would always look at like the big schools.
That's
I was like,
my
yeah.
school.
I was like, that's like, it was fun my freshman year because I was like, oh my gosh, I'm at state. But then like after that, I was like, okay, this is kind of sad.
Like, by yourself. I don't know. It was fun for me just because I had my whole team, like most of my sectional team there, because we all made it, and so we were just chilling. But like, I never did that well.
Me neither. I never swam like super fast. Even
like,
if I was like tapered for state, like
yeah,
I wouldn't
same.
Swim
no, yeah.
very well.
Like my sophomore year, I added so much time. Like, a good 4 seconds.
It's so hard to drop. I feel like most people tend to add in those events.
Oh, yeah. 100%. 100%.
My senior year, I swam the 2.3 and I was gunning for our school record. I think it was like 142. Nine or something. And I was like, oh, I can totally get that. Like, I'm super close to it. Like, I think about a second away. Mm-hmm. So I swam it. Added time, it was like a 145 and I, or like 146. And I remember getting out and going over to like the diving well area, went into the little hallway, and I sat there and I cried.
Oh, man.
I think it was not just because like I didn't get the record, but it was also like one of my last swims. And so it was like really emotional for me. And I remember I was like, I turned around after finishing crying, and all the divers were just standing there like,
hello?
And I was like, this is the most embarrassing thing ever. So, but my senior year, we had a whole relay go. So, like, I have, like, more friends there than, like, junior year. Where I was just one other person, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's nice.
I'm glad that we all have sad memories.
Sad memories from state.
Are you, like, superstitious at all with, like, anything swim-wise? Like, do you have certain things that you have to do to, like, have, like, good races or?
I used to, but now I just don't care. I just kind of show up.
Shows up and is ready. She's ready to go.
I used to have like a lucky stretch. Like I would do like a certain like stretch moment before. Before like I would like do my races. I would like do something specific. But I don't do it anymore because I don't care anymore. I don't believe it to be actually lucky.
Yeah, I don't either.
But there's certain people who like
they swear by it.
Like, yeah, they do certain things. Like, they eat certain things before I meet, or they have to, like, do this many laps or something. And I'm like,
they have to do a specific warm-up.
Yeah, and I'm like, no. I'm lucky if I get in the water warm-up. Like, honestly, by the time I got to state, I was so over it. I was like, I just want to be done.
It just, like, take me out.
Seriously.
Like, just get
we love championship season. I think what's fun about championship season is, like, it is towards the end, so it's almost like the light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, like, finishing your last race of the season just, like, feels, like, so, like, fulfilling.
It really does. And then you get a break.
And then you're like, I'm, like, done. I'm like, you're like, I completed that whole season.
I don't think about it that deeply. I'm just like, oh.
All I know is we're on taper right now, and I feel great.
We're only on the first day.
It's first day, and I just feel so much better.
I know, we literally did nothing today, and I was like, wow.
It was very nice.
We did nothing today, and we're only on our first day.
Well, we did a lot of nothing.
Yeah, you guys were there for like 30 minutes.
Love you, Jay. Okay. What's your best championship like race / memory of like a championship meet?
Oh, I don't know. I think, like, the most recent was when I went to JNATS, and I had a really good race, because I didn't expect to.
Yeah.
And I was, like, I just kind of showed up, and I was like, well, I guess I'm here now. And then I, like, swam.
Might as well swim.
And then I swam, and I did, like, really good.
Aww.
Exciting.
And so that was exciting. And, like, it was kind of fun and fresh.
Is Jane, that's like the highest level you've been to so far?
Yeah. In Hotlanta.
Why'd you say that?
That's what we called it when we were in it.
Hotlanta.
Hotlanta. What about you, Kay? What's your fondest championship race / memory?
Probably senior year. We did not win sectionals, which was sad, but we won the last relay, and I out-touched the girl, so that was nice, and it was the girl that, like, I had a big rival with, so it was just really nice, and I felt lovely.
That is fun.
And there was, our photographer got a picture of it, and her face was everything. She was so mad. It was everything.
My favorite memory... I really liked when I was 14, I was like a main 500 swimmer. I didn't drop time in my 500 all season long. And I was like a 5:16. And like I wasn't even gonna qualify for state. And then like my last meet, I dropped to a 5:06 and I was like, I qualified.
Nice.
And then at age group state, I swam and I like dropped 12 seconds and I went under 5 minutes and I got like top 10 or whatever. And I remember just that moment was really happy for me. Because I was like, I actually dropped time in my best event. And I'm not bad. And then I proceeded to not really drop time from there.
That's okay.
But it's fine.
It's fine.
You say age group state, and the only thing I can think of is that picture of you and Zach standing next to each other, and you're taller than him on the lower podium.
I think that was 1,000.
That was 1,000. That's
I was in 7th, he was in 6th, I think.
Age group state hits different.
It does. Really? I love
especially like in Indiana.
Yes. Oh my god, age group state was just so much fun.
It was like so
the
much
the relays were so much fun.
Well, it's also because once we hit like senior state, like
people are like over like, it because like they had high school state. And yeah, they're like, why am I here?
And you have people from like IU and Purdue coming, and you're like,
in the summer,
oh my gosh, in the summer, and you're like, why are you here?
I'm like, congrats on your win. You beat a 15-year-old.
And that's gonna be us this summer.
It's fine.
It's okay.
But also, like Cody Miller, like swam at the meet one time, so you do get like good competition.
Cody Miller swim at sectionals, like the Speedo sectionals that just happened.
So did Lily King. Yeah.
Like why?
Why not?
They gotta shine.
Their time to shine.
Give them their moment.
Okay? Beating the 15-year-olds.
I'm not like a huge fan of senior state, especially in like the winter.
I like the summer one. Like I don't the like the winter. One.
I don't like the winter one. It just seems pointless to me. Ooh. Okay, Laura. Do you have any embarrassing swimming stories? Like anything that's just like happened that's really embarrassing? Practice or meets? Or just in general?
I'm trying to think. I can't like think of, like I don't know. Cause I.
When I was 13, I got like second to last at some age group state.
Damn.
I got like 49 out of like 51. I think like someone disqualified. And I was like,
damn.
Well,
this hurts. My mom's like, wow.
Wow, you did it.
She's like, at least you did it.
I'm trying to think of like, I don't know.
My junior year, I didn't even make it to state. My sophomore year in the T free, I won a 153. My junior year, 157.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a rough year.
Have you ever like added time? Like a
oh yeah
championship meet, or have you always been like decreasing?
No, I definitely have. My junior year at high school state, I like barely made it back to finals. I like slid into the 16th seed.
Wait, at sectionals?
No, at high school state.
Oh, well, I don't care then. Farther than I've been.
That was probably like, I don't know. But like, they was all freshmen in the heat, and I was the only junior. Oh,
that's always like embarrassing when, yeah, when like
the and they like announced it out. Too, and I was like, oh,
like, like this
the only junior in the heat.
I was like, oh, that's kind of awkward.
Nora Wright herself.
L-dub.
Outside smoke.
Outside smoke.
So when did you like commit, or when did you start thinking about going to Ball State?
They reached out to me, like I started my recruiting process probably the beginning of my junior year, and they didn't reach out until like the summer before I started my senior year, so they were kind of later. They were a surprise.
little gift.
Yeah, they're a little gift.
Little gift. Ooh, you know what we should ask? Why'd you choose Ball State?
What a lovely question.
Okay.
Why did you choose Ball State?
A burning question everyone has.
Yeah, why are you here?
Why am I here?
Why are you a Cardinal?
What makes me say chirp chirp? Well, Ball State reached out to me. Chris reached out to me.
Assistant coach Chris.
Yes. And at first I was like, ew, I do not want to go to Ball State. Like, I was like, Muncie? I don't think so. And then I went on like an unofficial in the summer. And then I was like, oh, this is like not what I thought it was.
Yeah.
And then I decided like, oh, I guess I'll go like on an official visit. And I got here and the team was like really, really nice. And they stood out from the other teams because you could tell they were close. But, like, the other teams were close, but it wasn't the same. And when I went my visit, they had, like, just been a week into school, and, like, the freshmen were already super close.
Yeah. That's nice.
Also, Shout out to Kaylin, my host. I call her mom.
We love mom.
She was like so inviting though. Like yeah, she made me feel so comfortable. And she would like text me after like my other visits. Like no other team did that. And she was like, oh my gosh, how was it? How'd you like this one? Aww. And like I remember on my visit,
super sweet.
She was showing me her Polaroids. And like I just felt like invited into her life.
Yeah.
And like no other team made me feel that way.
Yeah, that's how I feel too.
I have a really good question.
Okay.
What is like a personal goal for you this year, for both of you, to make sure that the girls move up more and have some more successes, more victories than other teams at MAC this year?
I think we have a lot of talent. We just don't have a lot of depth. Like, we don't have a lot of people where we can just throw them into an event if we need them to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People are really specialized. So I think we need that more.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I guess last year they didn't even have anyone swimming in the 400 IM.
Oh.
And that's, like, that's a lot of points gone.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's just one event.
Yeah.
Because, like, the relays are pretty strong, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. Our relays are really strong, especially this year.
So I think just, like, adding more depth and more versatility.
Yeah. Is there, like, a specific goal that, like, you have for yourself that could potentially, like, help the team in general? Like, you can talk about, like, specific goals in your event, or you can talk about, like, what you hope to bring to the team in a, like, friend kind of way also.
Yeah.
Like, what are you bringing to the team that is different from anyone else? Yeah.
I mean, I definitely want to score top 8. That's definitely a goal of mine. Because, like, especially, like, in breaststroke at the MAC, like, I feel like it's pretty fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just want to be there for my teammates too. Like, I just want to enjoy it too.
Yeah. You have to. You don't want to focus on it too much to where it becomes like, oh, I have to do this, this, and this. You just want to go out and race.
Yeah.
What about you, Kaylee? Any goals, any expectations that you're setting for yourself?
I mean, I want to be top 8 in my events.
Yeah.
I think that's doable.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that also, like, everyone trying to score or be as, like, obviously getting as high as possible is going to help us move up a lot.
100%. Yeah.
And I think everyone really, like, has those goals this year.
Because we had a lot of finalists last year, but they were, like, in the B final. So if we get more A finals, that definitely...
Yeah. I think what's great about our team is that, like, we're competitive and we like to, like, win and race and stuff. But, like, at the same time, we're not, like, over-fixated on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, my high school is the high school that, like, we always had a win. We can't, like, lose to anyone.
Yep.
And especially when it got to sectionals, like, we were obsessed with, like, winning events and, like, getting into the A final. And I think our team likes to do that. But, like...
If you don't, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
We're also, like, the underdogs, which is really exciting.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Chirp, chirp.
Under Cardinals. Chirp, chirp. But, yeah, that's what I like about our team. I mean, I've never had, like... an experience yet in going into championship season, but everyone just seems so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, even me being a breaststroker, there's, like, a lot of breaststrokers on the team. And no one's like, oh my god, like, I'm taking your spot. Like, you're going down. Like, no one is like that. Like, everyone really wants everyone to do well.
Yeah. And, like, I remember what stuck with me is, like, in the beginning of the year, after, like, a first few meets, like, Bennett was talking to me about the 2-fly, and he's like, I'm really excited to see, like, you swim at MAC in it, I feel like you're going to do really well. Like, I just see you improving so much, and I'm really excited. And Michaela said the same thing to me, too. She's like, you've improved so much, and I'm so excited to, like, actually see you, like, taper and, like, race for these events. And then I think, like, that's really sweet of, like, it's nice going into things and having people already support you, already believe in you.
Yeah,
definitely. I agree.
But that's what I like about, like, our team. I think, like, they're super fun with it. And, like, they just, like, we like to do well, but we like to go into championship meets in our own kind of style.
Yeah. I also think Jay sees a lot of potential in people, and, like, that was one thing, like, when I was being recruited, like, he, like, saw, like, you could tell he recruits people he sees a lot of potential in.
Yeah.
It's, like, the kids that, like, I don't know.
Yeah. He recruits a lot of like-minded people.
Yeah.
Like, I agree. We all mesh really well.
That is very true. The freshman class is surprisingly, like, We all get along.
Seems like the next class is even closer.
Yeah.
Which that might be a competition, but
best class.
Which class is the closest? Did you ever go to divisionals when you were younger?
Yes.
How was that for you? Like, were you like easily dominating, or was it just like? Because you didn't start till you were like 11, right?
Yeah.
When was your first state cut? Age group state cut?
When I was 11.
Oh. Yeah. So did you ever swim at divisionals?
I did. I would always swim like 2 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I was just good from the start, is what I'm hearing.
Talent.
I was swimming since I was 6, and I didn't get my first state cut until I was 11.
I was swimming since I was 6. I got my first state cut when I was 10. And then I swam divisionals still around that age, and then I stopped doing divisionals after 12.
I think I stopped when I was like... I think it's like 14. Yeah, that's when I stopped going to visuals. Yeah. Like, I didn't have the cuts, but I just stopped going.
I just, like, qualified for too many. Like, I maxed out all my events all the time.
What an issue.
So, like, there was no point for me to go and, like, and swim 100 back at the visuals. Like, there was like, absolutely no point.
That's how I was. Like, I would always swim all 4 freestyle events and then the 2 backstroke events.
Yeah.
And then I was
done. I would mix it up. I used to be a breaststroker. I used to swim the breaststroke at state. When I was 14.
I remember one time they threw me in like the 2 breasts when I was like 12, and I was like, what?
You're like, why? And look where you are now.
Look where I am now.
I love that. Can we talk about how competitive Indiana is on a championship
list? Indiana's insane. Everyone like comes from out of state and they're like, oh my gosh. Like
no. Colleges go to our senior state.
Literally. Yeah. Like, they're like, oh yeah, my state was really competitive. No, it wasn't. You don't know anything until you go to Indiana State.
Well, I went to, like, a university for, like, a visit in Kentucky, and they were like, oh, where are you from? I'm like, oh, I'm from Indiana. And they're like, oh, wow, like, your high school scene is so competitive.
Oh,
I'm like,
yeah.
Because, like, Kentucky doesn't take their high school scene serious at all.
No.
They're like, oh, we don't care. Like, people just swim club and then, like, sometimes go to high school state.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not going to high school state, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah. Homes.
Yeah, literally.
You're like national champions over here.
Literally.
But I think, like, that's what makes us so much more, like, interesting and, like, so much more involved in swimming, too.
Yeah. It's I agree.
Is that we come from such a big swimming state?
Yeah, Indiana's a really big swimming state.
Huge.
It's fast.
Where,
well, if you think about it, there's like 3 major colleges.
Yeah.
Like Power 5 all colleges. Even Notre Dame's good though.
Yeah, Notre Dame's really
insanely good. And even like UND.
Yeah.
UND is like number 3 D2 for D2 school. Schools.
Mm-hmm. They're good.
They're insane.
Yeah.
They always get people from like out of state to come in.
They have a lot of international. I have a friend that swims there. They have a lot of international kids too.
Yeah. I've visited their campus, and, like, their team is, like, so lovely and so great. I have a friend that just committed. But, yeah, Indiana is just insane. Yeah. You know what else is insane? Cincinnati.
Stop!
Cincinnati is, like...
You're not even from Cincinnati.
Stop. This team supports each other. But like,
don't support lies.
Oh, Ohio's like insane too.
Ohio's pretty fast. Yeah.
Like,
not as fast as us.
Not as fast as Indiana.
Oh, did you ever go to zones when you were a kid?
Yes.
No, I never made zones.
Just fast things were here. I love zones because we would like compete as a team, as like a state.
Yeah.
I went to mid states.
Other states. I went to mid states.
I did 12. Not.
I was in the top scorers when I was 12.
Top scorers?
Because it was like my birthday weekend, and so I entered as a 12-year-old.
But you're actually 13.
But then I like aged up into 13.
You're one of those kids.
I was.
Yeah, I hated kids.
But don't worry, I didn't get invited back next year.
So. Oh, that's kind of awkward.
Well,
I felt really offended.
They just wanted you for that age up.
For that old 12 moment. I did pretty well, but yeah. Like, comparing, I remember we go against Illinois and Ohio and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Also, another interesting thing Indiana does, it has, like, these summer camps.
The OTC camps.
Yeah.
I never did those.
Me and Joey went on that together.
Mm. How cute.
It was really cool, though. Like, you learn a lot.
It looks like, I, like, followed along on the Instagram. It looked cool.
It's kind of intense, too.
Yeah.
I remember I just wanted to take a nap the entire time.
Your daily 3-hour nap?
Yeah, they wouldn't let me date. They were like, okay, another meeting. I was like,
where is my nap?
So much work.
I was like, I just want to take a nap.
How long were those? Like, camps?
The ones I went on were like a week long.
Jackson is like, no.
So long.
And like they're like there's like notorious like test sets and
I would always do it. I would go to like I went to an IU one, I think. Like a, just a plain IU swim camp. Mm-hmm.
Were after they my called you J Dog?
No, that was Michigan.
Oh.
Didn't you meet Lily King?
Yes, I did. I met Lily King and Freddie Miller. I'm starving.
You want some peanut butter?
No.
Do you want some chocolate and Nutella?
You want some peanut butter on my bed?
I put peanut butter on my bed the other night.
Not even like the pillow I slept in.
No, I thought it was the pillow.
That you Why slept in. Would it be the pillow? That's obviously a comfort pillow.
Babe, I sleep on the floor. You think I can tell the difference between a cover pillow?
Didn't you see my bed was nicely made?
Yeah. Yeah, he undid it.
I didn't even notice that, honestly.
I messed it up a little bit. Kaylee, do you have any questions off the top of your head about championship seasons? Anything that come to mind?
How do you feel about Taper in general?
Yes.
Like,
Taper blues can be rough sometimes.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Like, I used to feel like garbage. Like, swimming-wise.
Do you want to explain what Taper blues is for some people? Who
it's different for that? Everyone, but, like, usually it's when you, like, feel awful in the water. And you feel like you're, like, really slow. But actually, you're probably swimming really fast.
Yeah.
So, like, it's kind of chill.
It's fine.
I just try not to think too much about it.
Yeah.
Or, like, you just feel sometimes.
Sam said he got really moody the other day.
Sam was Taper so blues. Moody yesterday. Oh, my God. It's funny.
Yeah, how do you react to Taper usually? Do you, like, are you someone that, like, feels bad the whole time and then, like, goes to sectionals and, like, or the championship meet and, like, hits?
I feel like it's, like, different phases for me. Like, I'll start to feel really bad and then, like,
and then a right couple days before, yeah, I'll feel really good. Yeah, that's how I am.
I'm flying. Because we Moving. Fly.
Get it?
Chirp,
chirp.
Chirp, chirp.
Okay, it took Jackson a while.
That
took Jackson too long.
I just meant, like, butterfly. I'm like, what?
You don't even swim that.
I'm like, you swim fly?
I would pay in the IM. Laura. I would pay to see Laura swim fly.
You can in the 2 IM.
Do the 2 fly.
Laura beat me in a 25 fly today.
Oh,
what?
Shame. It was smooth.
Oh.
She goes, what?
What?
What? 2 fly?
I wouldn't finish.
Last time I swam that, it was long course, and I could, like, barely bring my arms out of the water. It was kind of
What's
sad.
A good time long course for the 2 fly?
I don't know. I go with 2:13.
Okay, well, I think I went at 3 minutes.
Yeah, so. I think I did, too.
I can tell you that's not a good time.
That's why I was asking to gauge how bad it was.
Yeah, I'm, like, a 2:13, but I feel like I swim slower in long course. Oh, we didn't even talk about that. Let's talk about that.
Okay.
It's fine. I can long probably cut some of this, because we're not that funny in this episode.
That is so rude.
We haven't had a lot of laughs yet.
Okay, so long course versus short course.
Which I prefer like? Long course.
I prefer short course.
I prefer long course.
It depends.
It's because my walls are
my turns are awful.
I need the walls for my fly. Babe, I would die in a long course.
Yeah. My walls slow me down.
Yeah, same.
What?
I just can't do a rhythm. My 2 free long course is currently 3 seconds faster than my 2 free short course.
Like, maybe converted. You should, like, fix that.
Converted. Oh, converted.
Converted.
Oh.
I was like, that's an issue.
No, converted.
I mean, when I was, like, younger, my freestyle was really good in short, in long course. Because I was, like, a 49 converted as a 14-year-old.
I've always been a better long course swimmer.
I have been, too.
Mine was, the longer, the more distance we go, the more prefer a long course, considering freestyle.
I also think it's just, like, I don't know. It's a different way of racing it.
Yeah.
And for, like, breaststroke, like, you really, like, some people rely on the walls so much. And you can really tell, like, the true breaststrokers from, like, the fake ones.
You can tell. Well, then.
Let's start going into our segment, the cool down.
The cool down. Let's
start winding down the podcast.
Is it 6 100s?
It's 6 1. It's A100s on 130. do you have any social media? Do you want to say?
There's only like 25 people that watch this, so.
It's first of all to listen. Second of all, just say your Instagram. You don't have a Twitter, hashtag Laura Wright.
Hashtag Laura Wright. I tweeted something about you the other day. What'd you say? Tell me.
You're a stressor.
No, that was what Jackson said. Hold on, I'll find it.
I said...
No, I know what it is. I said, pick me up like a boss, baby girl. Hashtag Laura Wright. I'm Russian.
Your Instagram, isn't it Laura _ Wright, like 5-7-6? 5-6-7.
Same as my Snap.
Oh, ooh, plug in the Snap. Oh, okay. No,
personal. Well, my Instagram is jackson.ketchum, jackson.ketchum.
Kaylee. My Instagram is kay.wit_.
Period. Make sure you guys follow.
Yes, give us a follow.
Our Instagram for the podcast is Sorry I Have Swim Practice.
Yes.
Podcast.
All one word. No periods, no underscores. No underscores
at all. And since you are our guest, we can now officially follow you.
We can follow you now. How do you feel?
Wait, you guys weren't following me before?
No.
Why? That's so rude.
We follow our guests.
I know, but I thought you guys were following me before.
No.
You just follow me and Jackson.
And then our Twitter is SIHSP podcast.
Yes.
No spaces, no underscores, no period.
Period.
That was our episode number 2. Not as funny as the first.
But that's okay. That's okay.
It's because of our guests.
Oh, that's kind of
weird. I feel like this one's like more low key.
Yeah.
I feel it's also because I'm
You guys
exhausted.
Asked me a lot of questions.
Yeah, I'm exhausted.
I think you guys asked more questions.
We did. We had like 3 questions last podcast, but it's because like we were like more elaborative.
Yeah, we went into detail a lot.
Yeah. But it's fine.
That's okay. Fine. We did good.
Anyone have any last remarks?
Nope.
No. Wow. Well,
I
you know what?
Comments or anything.
Thank you for being on
yes,
the podcast.
Yes, thank you, Laura, for being our first guest.
I love being on the podcast.
You're amazing. Do you have any advice for any future guests to come on?
Not really.
Well, any future guests, please be better than Laura.
So mean.
All right, that's it.
Well, thank you so much for listening. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.